Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern on the official clock. The latest update on Tropical Storm Isaias. We are currently working on the intermediate advisory. The latest information calling out from behind me, still 70 miles an hour. So we still have quite a bit of wind associated with this tropical storm, but moving a little faster north-northeast at 33 miles an hour. So this system is increasing in speed as we were expecting. But let's check out the radar, some important things to really look at here. So downtown Richmond, we have the center continuing to move that north-northeast direction. But out ahead of it, these rain bands, it's heavy rain. It's gusty winds and tornadoes. You can see near Salisbury some of these storms moving to the north towards New Jersey and Delaware. Any one of those could produce tornadoes, so you have to pay attention to the warnings from the National Weather Service forecast offices, and make sure you're in a sturdy place and taking cover, because these can produce tornadoes really quickly, and they're moving so incredibly fast. We've seen tornado warnings already, even moving up north through New Jersey, up in Scranton and Poughkeepsie. All this stuff is moving that direction. Let's look at that forecast that we have. Not much change in the actual track, just that forward motion. Tropical storm force winds, they extend far out. So we got 70 mile an hour winds in the center, and some of these tropical storm force winds extend out quite a ways, 100 miles. That's why we have tropical storm force wind for the warnings. We look at these warnings from Maine all the way to North Carolina, which is just a large area that can see some of these. So some of it's actually in that center, but remember, it's not just that center. It's also in those rain bands producing some of those winds, and that's what we really need to look at. Racing northward, and by the time we get to 2 a.m. Wednesday, so overnight tonight, already getting north of Vermont into Canada. So the arrival of those winds, well, it's today. They're happening right now. This morning in the south, of course, we had landfall last night, and then during the day, those winds are already getting into portions of New Jersey, but during the day this afternoon, Connecticut, also Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and then by this evening getting into New Hampshire and even Maine with time. So some of the hazards that we see, of course, we always look at the different hazards. One of them is rain, 4 to 6 inches in some of these areas. So one of the things we think about is moving fast. But we're still going to get the rain. It's still this tropical rain, very efficient rainfall. It doesn't take much to really start piling up these rainfall totals. So 4 to 6 inches of rain, a large area, 2 to 4. However, you see those rain bands in those areas, that repetitive rain, you can get higher. We could get 6 inches, maybe even 8 inches of rainfall. And that's why the Weather Prediction Center has this area a high risk of the potential of flash flooding anywhere from Washington, D.C. northward into Pennsylvania, and all the way up to the moderate risk getting into places like New York. So in any of these places, you're going to have to really watch out for that heavy rain. The other part, we always talk about this, the storm surge threat, seeing those elevated tides, and the storm surge getting in not just over the barrier islands, but even inland, the Pamlico Sound, seeing some of this water earlier. But then we get into Chesapeake Bay, the Potomac River, Delaware Bay, even up through the Long Island Sound to Martha's Vineyard. Some areas could get 1 to 3 foot of storm surge, depending on the tides. And it's not just on those barrier islands. Some of these areas could get inland in the bays and sounds, and where they start to narrow, that water starts to pile up. So this is the latest update on Tropical Storm Isaias from the National Hurricane Center.